Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
God. And you wonder why you're not progressing. Check who you are around. I've got to open up your, matter of fact, I've got to have one of your strands of your rope to be discernment. You want, trust me, you want to be woven and tangled and twisted up. You want to be quava, the Hebrew word for weight. You want to be quava with discernment. You want to be twisted up and tangled, woven with discernment. How does this all come together? Because a lot of us on here, because I'm going back to that scripture, Isaiah 40 and 31, and I'm finished. He said, for those who wait for the Lord, who wait for the Lord. Wait means kava. Kava means to be woven. That means strength in numbers. It means to be woven together through a strong rope. When you wait on the Lord, it makes it easier to wait when you have power, when you have strength in numbers. Everybody loves company. Everybody loves to have people who are on a like-minded, same-hearted attitude wavelength around them. So as we become woven with God, we now set ourselves up and prepare ourselves to wait on the Lord. A lot of us on here, if not all, are waiting on a manifestation for God. This is why in the beginning, it all comes together. Before I spoke, my face is on fire. My ears are on fire. I'm hearing from the Lord. That's why I'm trying to hold back tears. Because I'm telling you, if you're before God, in the glory or presence of God, your body can't contain it. It starts to act up. You just immediately start weeping. It overwhelms you. So I told God, let me be able to get through this message. But God is saying, before I spoke, he wanted me to tell you all who were obedient to release what you needed from him. New cars, house, loved ones saved, children, whatever it is that you needed, food, whatever. I mean, I wasn't listening. It wasn't for me to hear it. It was for the angels to take assessment, write it down, and send it to the Lord. He was doing an assessment on the phone line. He said, those of you all that were obedient and you released it into your atmosphere, your faith was released by the word of the prophet. As I was obedient to the Lord, you did what I asked you to do. He said, now, the point now is to thank him from this point on for it. And number two, he said, you got to wait on it. Some of you all, you'll see the manifestation right away. Some of you all, it will take some time. How long? I don't know. But he said the waiting of it. He said, what to do while you're waiting? He said, you got to be woven with me. You got to have some of my strands of patience, of temperance. You got to now work your rope out. He says, occupy till I come. Now, I know that means the second coming of the Christ. But that also means you need to occupy in all things. You need to be busy doing something. Until that new house comes, what you going to do, sit around and twiddle your thumbs? Until that manifestation of salvation, whatever it is that you needed from the Lord, until it manifests, he says, be busy about my work. Work out your salvation. Check your rope of salvation. He said, check your rope of salvation. Make sure that it is strong. So as you are woven, entangled, twisted up with his things of God, you will be able to withstand. You won't fall. You won't break. It won't become shallow. It won't become that of something that can't hold weight. And I'm telling you, because I lived it. I had to walk it. I'm telling you, God is going to do something miraculous in your life. Mm-hmm. As you become strong in him, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the power of his might. You got to do it in his might. Because your strength alone, you by yourself, you'll break. You'll break under this pressure. You'll break under persecution. You will break under the financial woes. You will break under the things that God has to place in your life for you to go through to prepare you for your future. You will break. You will break. I stand here and say it. You alone will break. But if you're woven with God, if you're strong in the Lord, if you're powerful in his might, if you're powerful in his might, you will withstand. You will become strong. You will then become trained to be a leader of leaders. Mm-hmm. I have to be woven with God. I have to be. There's no way in the world this ministry could withstand and even be in existence if Apostle Andrew and myself do not have a woven relationship with God. No way in the world. People of God, I stand here, decree and declare that you need the Lord. You need him, but you don't need him to be your genie. You need him in a relationship. You need his glory. You need his DNA. You need his image. You need his likeness. You need the fruit of the Spirit. You need the word of God. You need to be able to have your ear gates and your eye gates spiritually open. You need to know the word of God because that is the anchor. That is the foundation. He puts his word above his name. You need to be woven in all of these things to be strong. In order to withstand what he has for you and what is coming to this earth. Otherwise, you will fall. People who fall by the wayside, now, I don't mind you having a moment, because you can have a moment. But when your moments are too frequent, because you can't do that. You can have, well, I'm just having a moment. But if your moments are too frequent together, you having a moment every other week, you having a moment once a month, you having a moment all the time, that screams out to me that you don't have a strong enough rope. That screams out to me that you don't have a strong enough prayer life. That screams out to me that you are not consistent in reading your word. That screams out to me that you're not working out your salvation. That screams to me that there's something missing. There's some strands missing in your rope. You've got to learn how to wait the way God wants us to wait. Because if you are not woven, if you don't have the strength in numbers, the strands that are needed to hold and make a rope durable, what you'll do is you will fall by the wayside. You will end up dibbling and dabbling, flirting with temptation. You'll end up giving in to some of your bad habits, and you won't be strong enough to rebuke the enemy and flee. And you'll wonder why all of a sudden why things are not going right, they're going the opposite. You'll wonder why you're doing assessments on your life and the people around you, why things are going downhill. Check what you're caught up in. Check your karma. Check what strength and numbers are with you. Because you can have strength and numbers with the Lord and the heavenly host, or you can have strength and numbers because of the enemy, because you invited all the imps and demons to have fun with you and play havoc on your mind. And you'll wonder why you're thinking some things that are crazy, thinking some things that are not right, saying things, getting into arguments, going back, having to apologize because you let the wrong thing slip out of your mouth. When the Lord was testing you on kindness and compassion, you went ahead and came short with that individual and cut them off and cursed them out. This is everyday living I'm dealing with.
Amen.
This isn't something far-fetched. This is everyday living. Being short with your children, being short with your spouse, speaking death in your marriage, speaking death over your children. You reap what you sow, and you wonder why what you reap or the harvest thereof isn't going to be pleasant. And you want to call out for God then, but God is saying, you've already sown it. You spoke death on your children. You cursed them out. You spoke death on your marriage. That's why he left you. That's why he's cheating. That's why you have no peace. You speak death on yourself. That's why you don't like yourself. That's why you're not confident, because you always say, I can't, or I don't, or I won't. I'm ugly. I'm fat. I can't do it. He said, do you have what you say? Your words make your world. I love that, what our pastor Shatavia said. Your words make your world. So use your words to speak.
Amen.
Use your words to have you build a strong rope that you are now winding and entwining with God's word, with his spirit, with his glory, with his presence, with his love, with his righteousness. And I guarantee you will be strong in the Lord and be powerful in his might. People of God, be encouraged on today. I enjoyed this word as I was sitting here. Hallelujah. All throughout the service on the line, my face was on fire. My ears were on fire. My womb became on fire. Hallelujah. My stomach began to burn. Hallelujah. With the fire of God. He was doing some things. He was birthing out some things on today. That's what that means. When your womb becomes on fire, for me, the interpretation was birthing out some things. Some of you all got it. Some of you all took it for granted. Whoever you are who got it, hold on to it, because I guarantee as soon as you birth something out, here comes the enemy to try and take your baby. This is why God brought forth this word, to let you know to be strong in him, so you don't abort your baby, and so that your baby, when you've given birth to it, whatever it is, ministry. Some of you all birthed out a new career. Some of you all birthed out a promotion. Some of you all birthed out on today new faith and elevation. Some of you all birthed out salvation for your loved ones. Some of you all activated your gift. Don't let the enemy snatch it. Don't crumble under the test. Don't regret, but be strong in the Lord. Be powerful in his might, and you will be strong. People will come to you and say, I don't know how you do it. How are you so strong? And you begin to talk to them and testify about the goodness of God. Amen, people of God.
Amen.
Amen for the one person. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know it wasn't a jump up and down shout hallelujah. I know I wasn't saying all of the nice hip turns and all of that, but this was a sound wisdom.
Yes.
This is also hallelujah, of warning. I'm sounding the trumpet of warning. This was a warning. He said, because he's making it so you are without excuse.
Amen. That's right.
And if you don't believe me, and I'm finished with this, if you don't believe me, I'll even have you turn to, well, I'll read it, but you can write it down, Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, the 12th scripture.
Truth.
Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, the 12th scripture, it talks about that cord, that rope. And it's just real quick. Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, the 12th scripture, it says, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. The Lord showed me that in his word right as I was in worship on this line. This was given to me. This whole thing that I'm talking about was given to me a few minutes before she introduced me. The Lord showed me this in the Bible. He said, the cord that I'm talking about, I'm letting you know, will not break. He said, because if it's a threefold cord, I'm letting you know that I'm in the midst. My son is in the midst. The Holy Spirit is in the midst. He said, when all three of us are there, I guarantee you it will not break quickly. It will not break. He said, you got to be woven in the threefold cord.
Amen.
You got to be woven to the strength in numbers. You can't do it without the other.
Amen.
There's strength
There's
strength in numbers.
Yes,
he's
yes.
letting you know. He's letting you know in his word. He's with you. If you want to be woven together, entangled with him, he'll entangle himself with you. And I don't know about you, but I would love to be entangled with God. I would love to be entangled with Jehovah Jireh. I would love to be entangled with Jehovah Rapha. I would love to be entangled with the Holy Spirit. I would love to be entangled with Jehovah Shalom. I would love to be entangled with Jehovah Shammah. I would love to be entangled with Yahweh Elohim. I would love to be entangled with the Holy Spirit, with the Son of God, Jesus. I would love to be entangled with the Word of God. Hallelujah. I would love to be entangled with the God, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. I would love to be entangled with the way, the truth, and the life. I would love to be entangled and intertwined with the bright and morning star. I would love to be entangled and intertwined, hallelujah, with the resurrection
hallelujah.
I would love to be intertwined and entangled, hallelujah, with the rock and the dead, with the high priest. He is the living water. He is the bread of life. He is the
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord.
With the said, yes, Jesus, hallelujah. I would love to be entangled with my counselor, with my best
hallelujah.
friend. I would love to be entangled with all of those. And I'm telling you, if you entangle with all that, there's no way in the world, hallelujah, that you would not be able to withstand against the walls of the enemy. There will be no way in the world that you will have all of these quote-unquote moments and these laps and these oops, I'm sorrys and all of this and more focus on your issues than getting perfected by your trial so that you can go forward and be a testimony to someone else.
Yes.
You will grow quickly if you are entangled with this. You want to know. You want to know why there's a spirit of acceleration on this ministry? You want to know why people can come be saved as a babe, and in a few weeks, they are now moving and activating in their gifts? It's because we teach them how to be, intertwined and anchored in God, how to have strength in numbers through the supernatural divine thing, how to have a kava, strength in numbers, how to make your numbers count for you, how God has already set it up where he said, I'm with you. You draw nigh unto me, I'll draw nigh unto you. If you dwell in my secret place under the shadow of the Most High, he said, I'll be there to protect you. He said, if you want to be the apple of my eye, I'll hide you under the shadow of my wing. He's making deals with us, but we are choosing not to be intertwined. We just want to be bundled with God. We want to be close enough where we can say, I'm with God, but we're not really in God. So you got some people like that. The ones that are bundled with God are usually the ones with the form of godliness. They're not intertwined or woven. They're not allowing an inside-outside change. That's when you see the difference between being bundled and woven is when you're bundled, there's no inward change. You're just close enough by association. So when people look at you, they'll look at you and say, oh, they must be saved because you can look it, you can talk it, and you walk it, and you got the clothes.
Amen.
But when you are woven in that threefold cord,
yes.
when you are woven and you have strength and number through your karma, people will look at you and they will see the renewed heart and they will see the creative heart that God has given you and the renewed right spirit. They will begin to see that you are more than just a formality, but they will watch you and they'll see the fruit of the Spirit. They'll see the fruit of the Spirit. They know them by your fruit. You don't even have to announce that I'm a Christian. I go to KCI or I go to this church and I'm this. I'm a minister. I'm a prophet. All you got to do is just talk to them. And in mid-sentence, they'll say something's different about you. Matter of fact, we were sitting in a restaurant.
Come on now. That's right.
We were sitting in a restaurant. This was a month ago. And a waiter just came up to us and said, what church you go to? And we looked like, the first thing I said was, do I know you? I mean, you know, she came so confident, like she knew us. And I said, do I know you? No, you don't know, but I know you got to go to church. It's something about you. Now, mind you, we have not only said but three words prior to that person saying that. But they saw how we were moving with God. They saw how we were intertwined with God. I can't tell you how many times that has happened. We will be out either independently or together, and in mid-sentence they'll say, you must know God or something. You know, that's how they'll say. And I'll say, well, yes, I do. He's a very good friend of mine. Do you know him? Because people recognize the light that is upon us and is shining through us.
Yes.
Let your light so shine. The men will see your good works. You'll glorify the God, the Father. It will be just your lifestyle. Your lifestyle will shine. And people will look at that and say, wow, how can I be? You have such a peace. Matter of fact, they don't have the language for it. When I first started my job, one of the coworkers came to me and she said, it's just something about you. And they didn't know I was a pastor at that time. They didn't know anything. But she came into my office and she said, it's just something about you. You have a, and she put her hands together and she made like a ray. She said, you have like a sunshine about you. There's a sunshine. You have a sunshine face. It's like she was really conflicted about finding the right word. She couldn't explain it. I laughed so hard in my spirit. I said, she's trying to identify the glory. She's recognizing there's a light literally that is illuminating from me. But all she knows in her natural language is there's a sunshine about me, a glow.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself, when's the last time somebody actually identified you as loving God without you telling them? Really do an inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Do you got to sell yourself and present a resume to prove that you love God for people to believe it? Or can you just sit there and talk about the weather, sit there and talk about just how beautiful the trees are today, and in mid-conversation they'll stop and say, there's something different about you. You are so full of peace. Matter of fact, I'll tell you another story, and then I'm off. See, this is what happens, the benefits of being woven with God.
Yeah.
The benefits of being in a threefold cord.
Yes.
I was in my office, and a coworker came in, started talking about how they were sick. I asked my coworker, I said, can I pray with you? She said, yes. I prayed with her, and I prayed for the ailment. And she didn't know I was a pastor or anything at that time. I was bold. I said, can I pray? Because prayer works. I didn't go on elaborate prayers. I didn't speak in tongues, none of that. I didn't want to scare her. But I did pray. She came back, hallelujah, not even an hour later. And she said, I don't know what it is, but once you prayed, I felt an overwhelming peace upon me. And the
Woo!
Pain that I had in that area is now gone.
Woo!
Now, people of God, that's a benefit of being woven in the threefold cord for God.
Yes.
He will respond to your prayer. Another testimony. Months later, I was at my job again.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.